Think your pitch could make it across the plate at Busch Stadium? Well, prove it by winning Hot Shots First Pitch Sweepstakes this summer. Qualify for your chance by coming to any of the 12 Hot Shots locations and swipe your MVP card for a chance to win a variety of prizes in addition to throwing out the first pitch, like a pair of tickets to Cards games, Grizzly coolers, gift cards, and free food. Don't have a Hot Shots MVP card? Ask your server on the next stop in. Hot Shots, St. Louis, home for all the games all the time for 25 years.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
710 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Welcome to the Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour. On our Tease Farms Captain's Log today, Doug, Derek Gould.
Oh, Gould's here.
And, I guess this is standard, a presidential candidate. Dr. Jill Stein will be with us at 9:30.
Oh, what's she a doctor of?
She is the presumptive, I think the more important part is that she's a presidential candidate, and she's going to be on our show.
All right.
She will be with us coming up at 9:30. Seamaster, what is she a doctor of, per Doug's question?
I still got this shoulder thing. Maybe
I believe she's a medical doctor, Doug.
Oh, good. There you go. So all she right. can come in, and maybe she'll join us in the Gateway Buick GMC studio.
That'd be fabulous.
And she can answer our questions while tending to your shoulder.
She'd get my vote if she can fix my shoulder.
That's all it takes.
Well, yeah.
What if Hillary Clinton could fix your shoulder, would you vote for her?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Wow. So you're willing to give.
Well, it's all about me. It's what can a candidate do for me? And if a candidate can fix my frozen shoulder, I'd say, yeah, okay, that's worth a vote.
How long have you been dealing with that? About 6 months?
Since the first of the year.
That sucks. Yep. That's got to suck.
Yep.
Have you went to a doctor?
Have I gone to a doctor?
Nice.
Have you went to a doctor?
I've gone to a couple, yeah, several. Mm-hmm. Gone to physical therapy. Yeah, it's just kind of stalled out. It was better, and then it just kind of stalls out. It's not near as bad as it was. I'm fine.
Just so you know, now the rest of the show, like golf, all I'm going to try to do is correct your grammar.
Okay.
Because you did that to me.
Well, country grammar.
It's fine.
That's my goal.
I could use some help in that area as well.
Right. I'll be listening.
I'm looking to have my shoulder repaired and my grammar upgraded.
Okay.
What I'm hopeful today is this. For the first time in radio history, to have a presidential candidate and an adult film star appear on the same show.
For heaven's sakes.
And then also for both of those people to have the same first name. It's never been done. It's never been done.
Pretty good chance that it's never been done.
Now, I believe Nina Hartley and Michael Dukakis were on the same show on KMOX in 88. But as you note, they didn't have the same name.
Yeah.
So that's why this would be special if Jill Cassidy and Jill Stein can appear on the same program. And I was texting with that sea monster yesterday, and I said, we're going to make history today if Jill Cassidy can get out of bed.
Oh, there is that. She's told us several times that she's going to be on, and then the grandmothers are dying like flies. But I suspect she's more nervous about coming on.
Maybe Jill Stein.
No, I don't think Jill Stein would be nervous. It's Jill Cassidy.
This has to be a big deal for Jill Stein, though.
Well, it's perhaps a bit of desperation.
I'm interested to see what kind of bump she gets in the polls.
Thank you, Charlie.
It'll be significant.
After
Thank
this you. Performance, Doug.
Performance.
After this appearance. Because we're going to hold her accountable for the Green Party platform, which, Doug, is, of course, you know it. The major planks are.
I don't know. I have to tell you, I didn't even know she was running until about a week ago.
She's pulling at 3%.
That's not bad. That is not bad.
Meanwhile, our Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star from yesterday, McKenna Cade, spent most of her day yesterday tweeting, "I don't know who that Tim guy even is, or why people are tweeting me about him."
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag strange. And I feel like that could really summarize.
Hashtag strange.
The last 12 years. That's what I feel like it could do.
So was it explained to her what happened?
I think it probably could have been or has been and still doesn't necessarily resonate. But you know what?
That's fine because she has just been made a king and she didn't even know it. One of our loyal listeners, Doug, he goes by Timmy Recaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
I don't.
Monty?
That's right.
I don't.
He tweeted at her. When did he tweet at her, Doug? Do you know? Let's see. He tweeted at McKenna Cade. And, of course, it's M-A-K-E-N-N-A-C-A-D-E. He can do for you what Edward did for Vivian in Pretty Woman.
Oh,
at T. McKernan is a stoic, wealthy businessman.
Stoic?
Yeah, when I think of you, I do think stoic.
Stoicism.
Stoicism.
Thank you.
That's your platform.
Well, now it is. I have to have a platform, too?
Well, if you're going to be so darn stoic...
What are the major planks of CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com?
Lesbianism, vacation, and early retirement.
You know what would be really funny, in all seriousness, is if sometime you have the ability around a station, if there's any land purchase, to erect a statue of yourself outside of the radio station.
I was thinking that would be
And you should do it because... People would get that it's a joke. Some people wouldn't, and thus it would be funny to everybody because people would think that you're doing it on purpose, but also the lemmings would love it, and we'd get it as kind of an inside joke. Doug, maybe you can have a statue too, but I think it's more important that Tim has one.
Yeah, I think
it'd be a smaller statue. Like we'd make me 6'3", and we'd make you my height, so 5'3".
They used to have a bunch of big boys restaurants, and they'd have the statue of the guy holding
Shoney's.
A hamburger. Shoney's.
But Shoney's maybe had the same big boy statue as Big Boy. Why was that?
Maybe we could get one of those and remove the hamburger. And just kind of paint it to
hold up a microphone
like you. Yeah.
Seamaster, let's do that today.
There's got to be one out there somewhere.
Guys, you're wrong, actually. John Holmes and John Kennedy were both on Rex Davis's KMOX show on the same day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should have remembered that.
Were they the same era?
I don't believe
John
so.
John Holmes a little later than John Kennedy.
Is that a sentence that's ever been uttered before?
Perhaps not. Perhaps not.
So what's the deal? Is there an email that has been sent to Ms. Cassidy? We're just waiting for
her to
Seamaster
communicates with
respond.
Her regularly. They're like fast friends.
Well, my strategy was I was just going to wait until one morning till we saw that she was active on Twitter. But she interacted with a number of our listeners yesterday, assured several of them that she would indeed appear on the program. So I did go ahead and slide back into the DMs last night.
Wow.
You like that, Doug? Slide back into the DMs?
If you're up in time tomorrow, maybe let's try to have you on the show. No response as of yet.
So no chance.
But she is. she did tell one of the listeners that she's in Texas right now and not the West Coast, so the time difference is more in our favor.
What if you made it worth her while financially? Like, what if she got, say, $50 to $100 for a 10-minute...
Now, you're looking at
minute...
Seamaster and Doug, but yet the question we both know is directed toward me.
That's what I'm saying. This is a question for all, and I think the listeners
Doug, would you like to pay Jill Cassidy?
No, I'm not going to pay her.
Seamaster?
I think she'd do it for $100.
Well, I don't really know if I can justify... You know, and I've run some analytics on this, if it's worth that.
But you do have a sponsor of the segment. So
we do.
It's moving that way.
But
that
goes
way.
Toward the cost of operating the business, not booking porn stars sporadically. Doug, that would go in the miscellaneous category or line item.
So, can't you just take it out of Doug's check?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's
that.
Now you're starting to make some sense. Why does this gal travel all over the place? Why is she always traveling?
Laws?
Is she appearing in clubs or something?
What are the laws on that, Tim? I don't know. Can you do an adult film in Texas? Is that where she lives?
I don't think they're doing films. I think she's probably appearing in clubs.
No,
okay,
she does
but
films. I don't know. I don't.
I think
that.
Some states you're not allowed to do that, right?
I don't know on that. We'll ask Dr. Jill Stein. She'll be with us at 9:30.
I wouldn't think you'd run too much of a risk of getting caught, would you?
Guys, I'll start a GoFundMe for you. Thanks. It's from Mia Hamm's husband.
That's a nice gesture.
Noma. Ramon spelled backwards. I would holla at your girl and spit some game, but I don't think I'd have much pull with that one. That's from Manchild79. Manchild79 of the opinion that she is not into black gentlemen.
Now, how would he know?
I don't know. That's intriguing to me as well. I'm getting a lot of knowledge here in this segment. This is fun. This Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour is fun.
This it's been a fun segment today.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. So what do we have going on here? We have Derek Gould at 8:30. He's presented by Hot Shots, our Hot Shots Cardinal Report, and Dr. Jill Stein, presumptive Green Party candidate for president. That's at 9:30. We have your texts the morning after at InsideSTL.com, your emails, and we have brilliance throughout the course of this radio broadcast. Doug, yesterday the Cardinals played a doubleheader. I would have wagered at a heavy amount that A, the games would have gone under, and B, there would be a split.
Mm-hmm.
When you play, when two decent teams play each other, that just seems to happen.
There used to be a split.
And when you had the quality of pitching last night, Bartolo Colon, an all-star this year, Thor, and the Cardinals with What Up Low Smart and Jaime, guys don't necessarily want to be there that long. Plus, they're at the ballpark the night before. These are things that don't get said publicly, but these are realities. And I figured, probably going to be a low-scoring affair. Twas Cardinals split with the Mets. What up, Jed Jerko, though?
Yeah, still got Jerko hitting the ball well. Home run in both games. I don't know where this is coming from or how long it will last, but I guess he's got to play every night now. He's got to play every night at third base, at least when Peralta is out.
And even if he weren't doing this, I think he's got to be in there versus the alternatives. But he is doing it, and so most definitely.
Yeah. Most def.
Most def. Cardinals are 6.5 back of the Cubs. Cubs lost last night.
I watched Colon pitch, and it's just I just don't understand why they don't hit him. I just don't get it. He's 43 years old. He weighs well over 300 pounds.
He's in good shape, though.
He's not in good shape.
It's mostly muscle.
And you know what's coming.
It's got some Greg Maddux movement, though. That's got some nice arm side run, Doug.
Don't say arm side run.
I like that a lot, Charlie. And downward plane?
Clearly something's happening with the ball. But just when you watch it, you say, why in the hell aren't they hitting this guy? But he's got 9 wins, ERA 3.35 now. He's been a heck of a pitcher. I don't get it, but he is.
43 years old and getting people out with what? I think his average fastball, they said, is about 87-ish, maybe 88.
I don't know why more people can't pitch that way. Wouldn't you think if you took a little something off the fastball, you'd probably save your arm, be able to pitch longer if you worked on the movement of the pitches instead of just trying to throw it as hard as you possibly can?
But at the age of 43, he may be throwing it just about as hard as he can at this point. Back in the day, he threw 100. 20 years ago.
But the lesson is you can still get people out by throwing far less than 100 miles an hour.
Correct.
It's all in the movement and the location. And I just wonder why some guys can make the ball move that well and most everybody else can't.
It's a fair question. I've been surprised that he's been even lurking around the game, much less an all-star this year.
He did have some PED help a few years back with the A's. Yeah. But then again, now, it's not like he's throwing 97, as you said. He's clearly a better pitcher now than he was when he was younger, throwing 100.
Yeah, when you reach that age, if you have one bad year, that's usually it.
Guys, I read the Twitter exchange between McKenna Cade and the listeners yesterday on her Twitter feed and literally snorted out loud in the dark at 12:24 a.m. today as to not awaken the beast sleeping a foot away from me.
As a dog?
That's a tender love story there.
That was like the story that Bill Clinton spun last night, the yarn. The epic love story of Bill and Hillary.
But he didn't ever say beast, did he?
I think he inferred
it. He never say, I can't wake up the beast sleeping next to me. He might have told that to Monica.
Timber Fake saying, I'm in Chicago until Sunday. It's Lollapalooza week. So good to get away from St. Loser.
Hey.
Staying in Wrigleyville tonight. Such a beautiful city.
Okay.
Turning his back on our city?
It's such a beautiful city. People are being shot by the dozens on a daily basis. There are up to 2,300 shootings in Chicago this year. 2,300.
I think he was in the nice part around U.S. Cellular.
Ah. That's where many of the 2,300 are happening. You can have Chicago. I'm not interested in Chicago. I love Wrigley Field. I got that. But the weather's bad. The traffic's bad. It's expensive. And it is violent.
The weather is beautiful in the summer. It's got a very harsh winter.
Yeah.
Summers in Chicago are fantastic.
I'm sure they're better than here.
Fine, lady.
For about 4 months, the weather's fine. Otherwise, it's rough.
I agree with you on the traffic.
Cardinals and Cubs in 2 weeks? Nurse.
You know what? I actually am.
Oh, you're already going.
I'm going up there.
Thanks for calling. I must not have been home.
No, this is a work trip. It's also that Thursday is the first Bears preseason game. We are airing those on Fox 2. So because of that, to kind of pump it up, I'll be doing some Bears, kind of hyping up the football.
You're going to hype up the Bears?
And then the next day, I'm covering Cardinals and Cubs. It's kind of a twofer, Doug.
Channel 2 is going to try to convince us to be Bears fans?
I wouldn't say convince, but you have a whole of 12 hours of programming, so fill it with football.
Yeah. I guess we're going to show a lot of the Chiefs.
Yeah, but we, I say, because I remember when I was there, would always show Chiefs games unless there was a really high-profile AFC game or the Rams were on CBS, which would happen maybe twice a year. And then oftentimes we would get hate calls into the sports office when we were not carrying the Chiefs.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that's been going on. My point is it's been going on for a while. Bears thing is different. Maybe I'm off on this, and we'll see how it plays out. My intuition tells me that in 2016 versus 1988, it's a different operation as far as the public, quote, adopting a team. I don't think most of the public will adopt a team. Why? Because, A, DirecTV and the ability to watch so many different games, and B, Red Zone Channel, and then B, fantasy football. So I just don't think what may have happened for some of the St. Louis area professional football fans in 88, where people picked up on the Chiefs or Bears or somebody else, will happen this time. And I also think a number of people are just so turned off by the NFL that they're just like, yeah, I'll use it for fantasy football and gambling, but I don't really care.
I don't really like how you put letters in front of your points when you say A, this.
Well, I want people to be able to follow it.
But in this case, A, I think, is the important one, where no matter what your team is, there's a way to watch it now in St. Louis. There are bars that cater to Bronco fans and Packer fans and Cowboy fans. If you really have to watch your team play, it's possible now, regardless of what the over-the-air channels are showing.
You also have the NFL ticket.
Yeah, you can do it right in your home.
So Charlie will hang out after you're done covering St. Louis's NFL team, the Bears.
But that's not why we're doing it.
We're not trying
to get people to be Bears fans, per se. We're still doing a Sunday NFL local pregame show, which will obviously be very different now because we don't have the Rams, but we'll focus on different things and former St. Louis players and Mizzou players and do a little fantasy. So we still want to kind of be the NFL station in St. Louis. And there's still a huge audience to watch football on Sundays. So we're trying to still capture that. I will be up there. The game is Thursday, and then I'll cover that Cards-Cubs game on Friday.
I don't feel like people adopt the Chicago Bulls, the Memphis Grizzlies. And don't get me wrong, I'm well aware that everyone in the NBA, minus Kyle Korver, is a thug. But I just don't
see... And Jimmer.
You're right. I think he might be an NBA ADL. But I just... You know, I mean, if people want to do it, God bless them, to each their own. I just don't think that's going to happen. And Doug, A...
Mm.
What?
I can follow it without you making little...
I like the letters.
Okay,
Thank you, Charlie.
It's like a verbal outline.
Charlie and I are forming an alliance against you. I don't know if you've noticed.
I know.
I think you should all adopt the Vikings. That's from Janie the Lesbian, who I gather is adopting the Vikings. P.S. I snubbed my actual all-time favorite porn star of a mention Friday. I love Caden Cross forever.
For life.
That's what Janie said?
I just read the text.
All right. I could see how she would like Caden Cross. Sure, she'd be right up her alley.
You tried to come in for that Foot Fetish Friday where you conducted a top five goalies of all time in the NHL discussion with yourself and then also top five quarterbacks to lead you back with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It was my way of distancing myself
from
the conversation.
We call that plausible deniability.
Yeah,
right.
It's a smart strategy.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Waugh.
Glenn Hall, Mr. Goalie.
Yeah, I like him number one.
Dominic Hasek in there?
I don't really remember what the list was, but I expect he was in there.
Your list was biased towards old players when you grew up.
I was just trying to come up with any names to distance myself from the porn talk.
What about Manon Raume?
What about Men on Men?
Okay. A, that wasn't what we were talking about. B, she was a girl and not a man.
Oh, I like she the can't way play you're... hockey because she's a girl.
Wow.
She was the most attractive hockey player in the history of the game, I'll say that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Did you see pictures of her?
You ever see Gusarov?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see Patrick Berglund with his helmet on?
Yeah, I've seen all these fellas.
Your thoughts on the most attractive NHL players, 314-880-0808. You can text in or you can call in. We'd really like to talk it over with you. And, of course, presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein will be on the show. And the Seamaster believes she's a medical doctor, so we'll ask her for a couple tips on fixing Doug's shoulder. And then I might ask her about the Democratic National Convention. And then we'll just let her go.
I am on her Wikipedia page.
Well, that's where all great interviews begin.
Sure. And she went to Harvard Medical School, graduated in 1979. She practiced internal medicine for 25 years. She retired from practicing and teaching medicine in 2005 and 2006. Doug.
That's a nice little rundown of her career, Chuck.
Thank you.
It's the Appliance Discounter phone lines. The Appliance Discounter is online at theappliancediscounters.com. Boy, they'll save you some money. I'm telling you, I don't know how many listeners have reached out in the past to say, went to the Appliance Discounters. You're not joking. They truly do save money. Save money at the Appliance Discounters. Find the location nearest you at theappliancediscounters.com. Six area locations on both sides of the river. Guys, that Mike Ricci was a real catch. Thanks. Some of the 3-4 Sharks. 2,000 Sharks. Roman Turk paying attention.
Little rough. A little rough to look at.
Depends on what you're into.
Well, okay.
For a while, though, you had, you had Mark Recchi and Mark Recchi, didn't you?
Yes, you sure did. Boy, there for a while, you had them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. It was tough for us.
Yeah, and that's why people don't understand how tough this job is.
It is.
Right.
Doug, tomorrow night, you will experience how tough this job is because you, me, Jennings Jr., the Plowmet, and the Sea Monster, and I would imagine 6 of our listeners will be at Hot Shots on Manchester for a live-to-tape or pre-recorded broadcast of the Ryan Kelly Morning After beginning at 6 p.m. at Hot Shots on Manchester. And here is what the Sea Monster, the Plowmet, and Danny Packer, have lined up for our audience. Because when we do these live shows out and about, we want it to be high on listener interaction. It's our chance to get to know the people who put food on our tables. Mm-hmm. And these people love America, and they love our show, and therefore we love them. So here is what we have for you. Dan Packer begins handing out tickets to the first 25 people on hand for the TMA Live broadcast at 5 p.m. The first 25 people, Charlie, get an all-new Lemmings T-shirt. One ticket per person, one T-shirt per ticket. Mm. You don't think that's going to work?
I don't know how that'll go over.
A, I like that. B, it sounds like a good plan. C, I think it'll work.
I just don't know why we got to letter everything.
For those of you who do not get a T-shirt, as one of the first 25 at Hot Shots tomorrow night, we will be selling them both online on InsideSTL.com beginning tomorrow morning and selling them tomorrow night at Hot Shots. Doug, I know there were some requests for triple XL and quadruple XL T-shirts,
sure.
But the sizes are as follows.
Oh.
A, small. B, medium. Mm-hmm. C, large. Mm. D, extra large. E, 2XL.
Do you think you'll be able to give any small ones away? Will we have any small people?
Yeah, me.
Just you and everyone else will be large and above.
I think the Plowmet would probably fall in the small category
as
well.
So?
Well,
Plowmet has no body fat.
No, but it's hard.
But no muscle either.
Yeah, he prides himself on that.
Yeah. It's hard in this country to find men that are wearing a small nowadays.
But if you can,
because we're beefy.
There's a good chance they're going to bottom.
I don't know that that's the case.
A, that is the case.
Isn't B?
B,
it's not.
Doug, you're wrong again.
Nice. Doug, the segments for our live broadcast, which everyone is welcome to participate in, we will have a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages. And I have conceded, as is my negotiation style, to the following. Cash prizes. I don't like it, but I want to try and make this a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages.
For the ages.
So the wonderful Jennings Randolph Jr. will conduct one of his most brilliant Foot Fetish Fridays in history in front of a live audience, and we have decided to award cash prizes to incentivize lasses to participate. $150 for first place.
Oh, wow.
$75 for second place. Yeah. And $25 for third place. Mm. Jennings will be the sole decider.
Just him.
Of who is one, two, and three. Ladies or gentlemen with wives and girlfriends, come on out Thursday to enjoy the most erotic experience in this show's history.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
I liked my delivery there, too.
Yeah.
I felt like my voice had a nice baritone.
You tried to make it seem very...
A, it was good. B, it was great.
Also, at this live broadcast... Doug, we will take questions from the listeners just like you and I did at the improv shop a couple of months ago. And to our surprise, the questions were, for the most part, really good questions and serious. And it led to a good hour and a half discussion. Now, for those who would show up to Hot Shots on a Thursday night to watch Jay suck on toes, I don't know if the questions will be of the same caliber. And if it leads to, Doug, how come you don't sleep with me? From like a 50-year-old pipe fitter from Spanish Lake, we'll probably pull the plug on the press conference early.
Okay.
But the Plowmet will be walking around Hot Shots proper with a wireless mic, and the listeners will be able to ask me, you, Jennings, the Sea Monster, maybe even the Plowmet himself, maybe other listeners' questions, because some of the listeners have divided into factions.
Oh, well, intra-listener questions.
That's right, intra-listener questions.
Uh-huh. It's like a town hall.
That's what we call it. Also,
the TMA Town Hall.
We will have a very special, everything's got to be very special, a very special exit poll in which the listeners will be able to come up to our studio proper, also known as a folding table, and participate in said exit poll. There will be six questions that will provide highbrow discussion and ideally erotic talk.
Oh.
There is TMA trivia. I've already seen the questions.
Have you? Difficult?
Some of them go back to the Motten days. I mean, we're going 2004, 2005.
Well, it'd be difficult just remembering much of anything that happened that long ago.
Some people really have studied this show's history. Why? Buck Swope is the show's historian.
Why would you do that?
Swope studies the show. I think it'll be a college course someday.
It should be.
Thank you, Charlie.
Maybe like
great
Webster.
Alliance. I like this alliance. I've usually been a lone woof. Wolf? Woof? Wolf? Woof?
Yeah.
My goal
is like
to disagree with everything Doug says.
A couple of working with a couple of radical left-wingers.
We'll have three people participate in this. The winner of TMA Trivia gets two field box tickets to an upcoming Cardinal game.
Oh.
Also, and finally, for our listener interaction, we will have a hot take contest. The Sea Monster / Plowmet will give the listeners a topic. The listener will get to sit in with me, you, and Jennings, and then give his or her hot take on that particular topic. And we'll see, and you will see, just how difficult this business really is. Sure, we'll say, Cardinal trade deadline, what would you do?
Yep.
You go, oh, I don't know. Reyes, I don't know. Maybe it'd be nice to get Mike Trout or Bryce Harper. And then you're like, 24 more seconds still to go, and you're nervous as the day you were born.
Sure.
And you'll be exposed, and you'll learn how difficult this industry truly is.
And
especially if your father can't sell advertising.
And why we're paid so many millions of dollars for what we do. Because this is not an industry that just anyone off the street can do, unless he has a check and can buy his own time.
That's correct.
Cardinals should trade Hazel Baker and Wong for Chris Sale.
I like that. But you still have 27 seconds, because otherwise that was good.
Oh, yeah. You're done there. That was your whole...
Now just count the rest of the time.
All right.
27, 26, 25.
And you also have to fit it inside that 30 seconds. And you don't know what the topic is. So you can sit there tonight in front of your mirror and give a hot take.
Yeah.
So he's quick on his feet. He's quick off his feet. Or the Mets have nothing to be ashamed of, except for they didn't play well.
And they gave the World Series away.
Right.
The big hurt.
When hot takes go wrong. But the problem is the Sea Monster is going to walk up to you and say, the Orlando Magic rebuild. Thoughts? You got to be ready.
Doug, what do you think about that? Did they trade Victor Oladipo?
Well, I don't.
I believe to the
I don't really like to discuss particular names.
Okay.
Just to protect them. But as far as this rebuild goes, I think if they can follow the plan and get some good young talent in there, some tall guys, some guys that have some length, and supplement that with some 3-point shooters, do some posting up, and have a big presence on the glass, they'll be fine.
Is it important though to have a mix of the young energy, but also throw in a few for the veteran leadership.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. You need that locker room leadership. You need some of the guys that have played a little bit to show some of the young guys how to pull themselves up.
How to
the
be
bootstraps.
Pros.
Yeah. And this is unique to the Orlando franchise. This is why, you know, if you're going to talk about the Magic, that's why I would say those things.
And of all the players, they have 15 players on the roster. Who's your favorite? Just name one. Just one.
I don't think we even need to say individual names because I'm close to a lot of them. And if I were to say just one name, someone else might tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, what about me?
Sure.
What about me? And I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Good point.
That's a smart way to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, that all of those takes were so valid, very warm.
Yeah.
But 41 seconds. You know, and the producers in your ear going, rap, rap. Oh, yeah. Got the five-day forecast. Rap, rap.
I read somewhere years ago when CBS interviewed Jim Nance for the job of play-by-play guy and lead host. They sat him in the studio, and after they asked a few questions, they said, okay, now we need you to kill 15 minutes, and just said nothing else.
And at that point, he began naming up-and-coming adult film stars.
And he did it?
I don't think. Yeah, clearly he did it.
You know,
you have to be able to do that. If you're going to last in that kind of job for as long as he's been there in all kinds of situations, you have to be able to just have the gift to sit there and talk forever.
May I say this, though? And I'm honestly not trying to be political, but two nights ago during the DNC, when you had the two comedians up there, you had Al Franken, who now is a senator, but back in the day, comedy writer, SNL, all that, and Sarah Silverman. So both of these people have been doing stand-up or live sketch shows. And clearly there was an issue with Paul Simon not being ready. And so they had to stretch, which sometimes you have to do in the business. And I thought it was kind of odd because you'd think for that situation to happen, that's the two best people you want up there, people that probably have had to deal with hecklers and situations like that. And I didn't think they handled it very well. I thought it was pretty obvious that they had nothing.
Right. Sarah Silverman acknowledged yesterday that she obviously ad-libbed. But then, B, she said you Bernie Sanders supporters are being ridiculous.
I like that, but they said like two times, we're just stretching up here. I would think that two stand-up comics would be able to fill a couple minutes, especially when you have another person there to just ping-pong
maybe do some of their material
off. Yeah.
That's a tough spot to be in, though, because that's unlike anything, any position they've ever been in before. For Al Franken's case, I mean, he basically took a script that he or someone else had written and read those lines or said those lines. And I'm sure Silverman goes out with a list of jokes she's going to tell. And if they have to get off that and talk about something else, you know, they're not really prepared for that.
But stand-up
some
comics
people could do it.
Have to deal with that. If somebody's heckling them or maybe somebody wears a weird shirt in the audience and all of a sudden they spin off and the next 2 minutes is about something that they hadn't planned on.
Would have been interesting if they'd start picking on delegates there in the crowd.
That would have been fun.
How about what Frank tweeted out? I just saw them scrolling through the Twitter tweets. And he said the Joe Buck interview in the morning after was incredible, one of the best of the year. How about Frank?
Terrific stuff.
How about that?
How about that? Thank you, Frank. Frank has really good interviews, so that's coming from Frank.
Well,
like if I go, wow, Frank, that was a really nice pick on Jill Cassidy, I tip my cap. Mm-hmm. That's coming from me, the Don Corleone of the San Fernando Valley.
Sure.
So for Frank to pay homage to us with an interview when he's the master of interviews.
It was paying homage to Joe.
What?
Because we basically said, hey, Joe, who's big for you? And then he would talk for 10 minutes, and it'd be very interesting. And then we'd say, no fooling. And then he'd talk for another 10 or 12 minutes. And when he's done, we had done one heck of an interview.
And you said, that right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Sometimes
so what
say,
now, Joe?
Wow, wow, wow. You know,
or you'll say,
just
so
hope
what
that
now?
Leads to more. Because I ain't got nothing. Mm-hmm. See Acorns Golf League, 7 o'clock hour. Get involved. 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. Doug, normally you do the Ryan Kelly spots. And you're, of course, more than welcome to partake. But I can tell a first-person anecdote from last night on what I call the fan pin.
Yeah.
One of the listeners on the fan page. It's the TMA fan page if you are not a member. And it's a great place because there's 3,590 members who are there hanging out every day. And I don't let the bots in, the fake accounts.
How do you avoid that?
It's real easy to recognize them.
Well, yeah, but you got to go through each one and block them, right?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I get that all over Twitter now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. I just don't want, you know, I want it to be ideally a place for our listeners to gather and not have crap going on in there. And sometimes it gets heated, especially during the conventions and all that. People are fired up about politics. But nonetheless, last night somebody said, hey, has anybody ever done business with Ryan Kelly? Can you recommend them? And my endorsement is this. My sister bought, and she's 13 years younger than me, my sister bought her first home, my condo, last month, and I made sure that she did business with Ryan Kelly, and there was an expedited schedule on it because she needed to move in by the end of the month, and he and his staff did everything they possibly could to make that happen for her, and it couldn't have gone any more smoothly. And if I did not believe in Ryan Kelly, I wouldn't send my sister to do business with Ryan Kelly. So that's my personal testimony to it. Doug, I know you've done business with Ryan Kelly. And so when we vouch for these places, know that this isn't going to be like something where we're telling you, hey, you know, drink something before you go to bed and you're going to lose 20 pounds and pick up, you know, 5% muscle. It's not the way that it works. These are companies that we do business with and we send our families to. And so if we didn't feel that way, we wouldn't tell you that. 314-781. Doug, what did you say the last
314-781-9700. 314-781-9700.
Little twang.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Oh, wow. We were like a barbershop quartet there.
That was Jinx. Nice. Synergy is what I
call Coke. It. 8-ball. Ideally.
Well, he's the best. And that's why he does so many mortgages, because other people talk. They go in, they get refinanced, or they get a mortgage, and they go, wow, that was easy.
How many mortgage companies have grown over the last handful of years, like Ryan has? You don't do that. You don't have the reputation and the growth that he has had without great customer service and doing things right. Big Al texting in. A, Ernie Wakely was hot. B, Chicago sucks fake. I guess that's his short name for timber fake. And C, I can call in my chicks. Tell me I should be a porn star, Doug. Think about it. See you tomorrow, Big Al.
Heck of a text right there.
I think about giving that a Lion's Choice roast beef gift certificate, but I hold off.
It's early.
You might,
get
else,
some better.
You know.
So Big Al will be at Hot Shots on Manchester tomorrow.
Oh,
and isn't
expect.
He sideways with the Barnhart Brawler? Or is that, I can't recall.
It seems like
everybody
is
fighting
right now.
Who?
It seems like everybody's a little sideways with the Barnhart Brawler because of this incident, which again, I never heard about, but I feel like the fan pin always lined up ideologically, Doug, and a lot of people on the left were on Barnhart Brawler's side. It seemed like, though, that almost universally, people were upset with him.
Well, I don't know. I have not read enough or seen enough to know what the
do some research.
Was.
Yeah,
why?
Maybe show prep. Cult show prep.
Why?
Eric Bowering just joined the TMA fan page. Welcome, Eric. Come
on
in, the water's warm.
He and I were just arguing on bathroom usage.
You and Eric Bowering just now.
No, the Barnhart Brawler.
It's funny that Doug, you know, critiques other people's bathroom behavior when he's an old man, and yet if anybody goes to the restroom, he goes in there and turns the lights off while that person, said person, is using the urinal.
No,
is that mature?
I would only do that if I thought no one else was there and you're trying to save on the electric bill.
No,
turn
I
the
was
lights
there.
Off when, don't you turn the lights off when you leave a room usually?
Yeah, not when I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, I didn't know you were in there.
No, you did. You did it on purpose. You actually walked back into the bathroom. I saw you. I was going up the stairs. You were going down the stairs.
Charlie?
I went into the said restroom, A, and B, as I was using the restroom, C, you flipped the light switch off and went,
Well, I would say, A, as I get a little older, my memory is not what it used to be, and I forgot that you were in there.
But why did you
B,
backtrack
we have had...
and go back up the stairs when you were clearly going down the stairs?
Because I'd forgotten where I was going.
You'd forgotten to turn the lights
off. And B... We've had a lot of storms in the area, and there's been some power outages. And there's a good chance that I didn't turn the light off at all, that the electric just went out at that time.
But you made a comment.
I made a comment like, boy, I hate these storms. It was something like that.
And you waited until I actually got to the urinal.
That I don't know about. Because I didn't.
Did,
I didn't realize you were in there.
No, you're lying.
I didn't.
Somebody here's a liar.
I didn't know that you were even in there.
And it's you.
Are you saying that it's fine to waste electricity?
I'm saying if someone's using the restroom and would like to be able to see where they're...
What do you have to see?
You have to make sure you're lined
weaned,
up
boy.
With the urinal.
Well, you were already lined up, weren't you?
Yeah, but then
okay,
the
then.
Lights go off. All of a sudden, I'm I don't know where I'm at.
Think how much electricity we would save and how much money the company would save if every time you got properly lined up and knew you were in position, we turned the lights off. That's a massive savings. I'm a company guy. Apparently you're not. Wasteful. Boy, I hope Jill Stein doesn't hear about this. She's with the Green Party.
And she'll be with us at 9:30.
She won't be happy with
Captain's Log. Doug, this is the Acorns Golf Link 7 o'clock hour. Let's see. Doug couldn't have been more wrong than when he was arguing with the brawler. That's from the troll. Troll needs to elaborate on why, in his opinion, Doug was wrong. I would say a lot of people were on Doug's side, and it wasn't necessarily the content of what Doug was saying, although plenty of people would be on board with the content of what Doug was saying, but the tact, Charlie, that the brawler used, which the brawler later reached out to me and apologized for, and he said he wants me to apologize on his behalf to you, and then said he would accept your apology should you...
What would I be apologizing for? My opinion?
Didn't you see him that night at Billy G's?
Yes.
What happened?
I walked up to him and I said, stay out of the ladies'
room. Did you extend an olive branch?
I walked up and shook his hand. I said, stay out of the ladies' room.
And what did he say to you, boy?
He said, oh, okay. That was about it. I'm not mad at the brawler. We argue all the time. Every time the phone rings, we wind up in an argument with somebody.
Did you reach a covenant?
I wouldn't
say Charlie.
Covenant.
Very nice.
No, I don't get upset by any of it.
You're kind of ornery, though.
Well, isn't it more interesting to be ornery?
It is. Makes for good radio.
All right.
This is the third election cycle I feel like I've been with this group, because I started in 08.
That's correct.
So 08, Doug, 12. Mm-hmm. This is now 16. I feel like you're the most ornery this time around. Tim, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that people on both sides are ornery right now, don't you? Think this has been the most contentious election maybe in our lifetimes?
In my lifetime, certainly. I don't know what else. I mean, 68 was heated, but I was not around for that. You were a young tyke then, so I don't know. And it was a difficult time in the country's history. And the 68th Democratic National Convention was...
I don't think it's ever been as divided and as polarizing as it is right now. And the more media's got a lot to do with that. You know, social media, everybody's got an opinion. There's a jillion cable stations talking about it and showing it. It's just more out there now.
Guys, Big Al walked into Billy G's Friday, did a lap around the place, and when he didn't see Tim, he turned around and left. It's a first-hand account from the Barnhart Brawler.
That's alcoholic lemming behavior.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to go to Billy G's if one of y'all two were there.
I like that. Y'all
and I do like the listeners. Don't get me wrong. But without that liaison, I didn't want to be like the guy by myself. So when I saw Doug was there in the picture, I texted him. I said, are you still there? I got off work late. And he said, I just left.
Yeah. Mm. But I was really still there.
I figured you lied to me.
Yeah.
Why'd you lie to him?
You don't even like me anymore.
No.
Doug honestly doesn't like me.
I was on my way home. I just made that part up.
Why don't you follow me on Twitter?
Just to get under your skin a little bit.
Why don't you follow me on Twitter?
Well, because sometimes you're mean-spirited and vile.
I think it's just for the show, though.
Oh. Well, I'll give it a little look-see, but the mean-spirited stuff I usually get rid of.
I don't do that.
All right.
You have thin skin sometimes.
I don't have thin skin.
Especially concerning jokes on the show, which everybody... 99% of people realize they're jokes for the show. And sometimes I feel like you take them seriously.
No, well, not really.
Like, we know that you don't have a dungeon. You know that, right? Like, we know that that's not true.
Well, I would
But it's
hope
still
so.
Kind of fun to poke fun
it's
at it.
It's not really that funny, is it?
Tim?
The dungeon? Really? Is that funny?
I like
material evolving or new material, so sometimes some things strike me as a little worn down. But if the audience enjoys it, then we got to go out there and we've got to play Pink Houses. We've got to play Small Town. We've got to play Cherry Bomb. Even though we like our new material, the audience wants to hear the classics. So we play the classics!
Well, really, the audience, or is it just one or two guys who just keep bringing it up?
I would say like 10 or 15.
I don't think so.
I like the classics. I went and saw The Boss at Chaffetz Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see and hear the hits.
Well, I would agree with that completely.
Because that's one of the hits
classic,
of this show.
It's classic material.
Yeah, the one of the hits of this show is Dungeon
Talk. Dungeon? That's not that funny.
Tim, you've been pretty coy about that night.
What night?
Said
I don't know
said
what
night.
That means. Isn't that like what the SEMO alum says? So coy, so bold. What night? And what am I being coy about?
Trevor Knight.
Well, just the fact that you're...
Travis Knight with the Lakers. He danced when they won the NBA championship. Was that 0-1 when they beat the Nets, Doug?
Yeah, Brevin Knight. Nets? Brevin Knight as well, maybe Stanford?
The fact that you're not talking about it and changing the subject now indicates just how coy you're being about that night.
I will answer whatever question is thrown my way. I'll answer questions right now on the phone lines. Doug, these are the appliance discounter phone lines.
Yeah, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Matt.
Doug, I got a big issue with how you behaved last week.
Wow. Okay. How did I behave last week?
Well, you know, I took Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. I took a half week off. I'm heading out to play golf. I'm relatively calm this morning. Right. And then you start in with the bathroom issues again. You know, Tim gave you a Sadie Hawkins. He gave you a powder keg with a side of matches with the Republican National Convention. Mm-hmm. And then he gave you just the straight, you know, down the middle fastball with the Cardinals walk-off.
Right.
What do you take both days in a row? The RNC.
Okay.
So, starting with that,
issue? That's your issue with my behavior?
No. That's only the first one, big guy. I'm not done.
Who are you, big guy, dude?
So why would that be a bad thing? Because you're a Democrat.
I'm a what?
A Democrat?
Stalling.
Nah, sorry. Hi, bro.
Well, then why would that be an issue?
Well, it's just an issue because politics and religion, anytime you talk them, it's a lose-lose. I mean, because no one's ever, even two Republicans and two Democrats, they aren't going to see things the same way. And they're going to argue, and they're going to whine, they're going to turn into children.
Well, that's right. This is talk radio, and the world is talking about the political process right now, so why wouldn't we talk about that?
Because I would have rather talked about the Cardinals' walk-off win.
Okay, well, we got 3 hours. We got around to that, didn't we? We can't talk about everything at the same time.
Well, you can try.
Okay, boy, you're making some good points, man.
Second issue was, when you hear someone start to get upset on a topic, you know, typically some people will back up onto their heels and say, okay, you know, I'll let off the gas. You just kept digging right in. So as soon as
somebody gets really mad, I should back down and say, okay, you win, you're mad.
Be the bigger man, Doug.
That's what I should
do? Be the bigger man.
That's what I should do?
But being an adult, an adult, not a child, an adult. And also, adults apologize like the brawler apologized to you, but I didn't hear many apologies coming out of your mouth.
What would I apologize for? What did I do to I have to apologize for?
For getting the brawler upset.
Well, he can get upset all he wants. I'm not going to apologize to him because he got upset. That's crazy.
Doug, you apologize right now for leading with bathroom talk over Cardinals walk-off.
Come on.
Say you're sorry, Doug.
Tell me specifically. I should apologize because the Barnhart brawler got mad?
Yeah,
that's on him.
Or,
no,
he got upset. And then the fan page started going nuts, and then you just kept digging in, and you were just kept on, you know, turning those wheels.
Yeah.
And the Barnhart brawlers, and then, you know, they apologized to you, and then I saw that picture of Billy G's. I thought, oh, good, Doug showed up to say he was sorry. They asked you about it on Monday, and they said, what'd you say to the brawler? And you said, I told him, don't go in the ladies' restroom.
Right, that's exactly right.
Nice. Way to be an adult.
I should have apologized to him because he got mad. Is that correct?
Yeah, you both got heated up, and after you're done, you know, you apologize to the other party, you square things up, and you move on.
Oh, well, I've moved on the second that it was over. I'm not going to apologize to him because he started yelling and screaming and threatening me. I'm not going to apologize to him.
Okay, well, I've got like 8 or 9 crates full of like memorabilia from Fort Fox that you're going to be signing tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah, what? Sure. What kind of crates of memorabilia could you possibly have?
Buttons.
Right.
Buttons,
polos. I've got a Steve Savard mask. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff back there. Okay. Larry Connors, one of his shirts.
Foam fingers.
Well, I'll be anxious to see it all.
I'm sure you will. See ya.
Okay, Matt.
That was a great
fabulous call.
Rack 'em.
Barnhart Brawler texting in. Doug, maybe you could apologize for the insulting insinuation you made questioning my intentions towards sexual assault prevention.
Say you're sorry, Doug.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry.
Ooh, sorry, not sorry.
I argued my point. He argued his point. I'm not asking for... I didn't ask him to apologize. I don't care.
But he
did. If that's his opinion, go ahead.
But he did apologize.
Tell this pillow biter to swallow a firework. What a fat loser. That's from the Duchess of Rudder. That's the discourse that's going on in the text inbox.
Every time we have a difference of opinion and argue about something, I don't expect the other person to apologize to me because of his opinion. That's your opinion. You're welcome to it. And the opinions are what makes it interesting. Isn't it?
Wow, Barnard Brawler just texted an F you, Doug.
Wow.
With the whole letter. Now I'm going to explain this to my kids that are now 22.
Sounds like Barnard Brawler has retracted his apology.
Well, that's fine, too. I don't
How
care.
How do you feel about that, boy?
I'm fine. Play. I never asked him to apologize in the first point. If he's got his opinion, that's fine. I respect the fact that he has an opinion.
When's the last time you apologized to anyone, though? I think this is a bigger issue with you. Of you not being able to let bygones be bygones, the same way that you don't follow me on Twitter and you don't call me a friend, you only call me a coworker.
Coworkers is basically what we are.
We've shared fellowship.
I guess we have at times. But is it work?
I feel like little things, though, you don't put them in the rearview mirror and you let them grow and ferment into something bigger.
Now, did I bring this subject up? No, someone else brought it up. Someone else is still looking in the rearview
mirror. It's because they see your behavior. They'd like to see a change.
Okay. All right. I'm sure a lot of people would like to see my behavior change. That's just the way the world is, Chuck. Can't please everybody.
But we want you to be a better man.
By agreeing with whatever opinion someone screams at me?
Nope. You guys have a nice argument. You have it out. Afterwards, you shake hands, and you have a cold, frosty one together.
Well, that's kind of what we did.
Doug, I demand an apology. You made me horny. You knew you were making me horny, and you just kept going. Thank you. That's from Brian Henschen, who worked with us.
Sure. Where does he live? Like
South Dakota.
Anchorage or somewhere?
Anchorage, South Dakota.
No, he's not Anchorage. He's like Sioux Falls. Sioux City? Sioux Falls.
Somewhere up
there. Sioux City's in Iowa, so it must be Sioux Falls.
From the home office in Sioux City, Iowa. Who used to say that? Who used to say that?
Can I have initials, please?
D.L.
David Letterman.
L.
Nice, Charlie.
That's right.
Charlie just shipped it.
Right.
Guys, since we sexually harass Doug on a daily basis and he's a good sport about it, I say he gets a pass. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. Guys, remember when the show didn't have a bunch of little sissy callers? Thanks, Justin in Columbia now striking.
Wow.
The brawler is a crybaby bitch. That's from the turd burglar. Barnhart Brawler lacks any sort of emotional intelligence, and it affects his ability to make a substantial point. That's from Lemmy Winks, king of the gerbil twinks.
Wow, now this guy, he's an intelligent fellow.
Lemmy Winks?
Let's see. I'm trying to get a balanced one to take the brawler side.
Hey, how about
guys,
this?
Who is the Barnyard Brawler? It's from St. Jakey Snakey. Would you sleep with Jordan Knight? That's interesting. He's the lead singer of the New Kids on the Block. It might get us off topic, but it's a good topic. Yeah, I guess I would.
I don't care for the topic. I don't know what the guy looks like.
Yeah, his eyes. Oh.
Did you get lost in his eyes?
I did.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg, who currently dates Jenny McCarthy.
That's correct.
Aren't they married?
Well, yeah, they're still dating, though. They go on dates.
If you don't agree with Doug, he gets upset. He can give it, but he can't take it. That's from The Troll.
Hey.
So there, that's why I'm trying to give
started,
up.
The guy started yelling at me.
Trying to
so I defended my position. That's what happened. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Doug, here's the brawler again. Doug, you should never apologize for your opinion, but you can apologize when you handle something poorly and insult someone.
How did I insult him? I did absolutely nothing to insult him.
Words hurt, Doug.
We got a break. I went past the 8 o'clock hour, but I felt like going past the 8 o'clock hour. So there it is. So the podcast will be up late, so you can send in all your personal insults to whomever today for the podcast not being up until 9.
All right.
Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. You're welcome to text in 314-880-0080. And you're welcome to participate. Maybe the brawler will be at Hot Shots on Manchester tomorrow, and you guys can talk it over face-to-face, and Jennings Jr. and I can moderate the whole thing. Be like a wonderful debate.
That'd be a treat, yeah.
All right, there you go. It's all coming up here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate. She will be on our show at 9:30. Derek Gould from New York City, Cardinals and Mets. Game 3 today before they head to Miami for a game tomorrow against Jose Fernandez. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.